Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is an attorney, partner, and in the Seyfarth and Shaw law firm. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Maryland. He's been doing that now for 150 years. He's the author of, 40 or 50 books that sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. Franchising and Licensing is the one we helped him launch back in the 90s, and it's the Bible on that topic. The Crisis of Disengagement, Mergers and Acquisition from A to Z, those are just three of the many that he's written. He's a great member of our Brain Trust now for over 20 years. Andrew, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim. Sorry for the time off. We were busy getting deals done and helping clients grow their business. But
I don't know. I don't understand where your priorities are, why you wouldn't drop a customer and come be with us. Hey, Andrew, one of my constant laments around here for all these years now, 22 almost, has been the lack of political clout that small businesses have in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street. And what I have said is that if small businesses got organized, if we were truly organized and spoke with one voice, not we don't have to all agree on everything, but we have to agree that what's good for small businesses is good for the world, for liberal small business owners and conservative small business owners and the ones in the middle. But what's good for those small businesses is good for the world. If we could unite as one voice, we could rule the world, and the world would be a better place. But we don't do that. We're our own worst enemy when it comes to political influence. What's going on, Andrew? What do you think?
Well, a couple things. Number one, I agree with you. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a concern that you and I have shared for some time. If you watch the Democratic debates, I've watched all of them. I don't think I've heard the word small business, entrepreneurship, innovation mentioned even once.
No,
I mean,
they won't bring it
if
up.
There's one thing that unites this country, it's the passion for capitalism and economic growth and opportunity. And yet all I'm hearing about is negative and divisiveness.
They're angry. They're angry, you know, too, aren't they?
It's very concerning. Yeah, they're angry at small business owners. They're angry at business success. You know, I'll tell you one of the ironies. There's a lot of debate lately in and around the Beltway around the antitrust attacks on big tech.
Right.
And the companies they're targeting, the Googles and the Facebooks and the Amazons, just a short 10 years ago were startups.
Right.
And, you know, we're forgetting how powerful the entrepreneurship and small business engine is in this country. And it concerns me greatly that we are this far along into the 2020 campaign and nobody is talking about, you know, the economic engine of this country. And it I don't think it's going to suddenly, you know, pop up as a top issue with everything else that's going
on. It will eventually. When it gets down to where there's only two candidates, that's when it will come up to some degree, because it came up with Obama. But and I will tell you this. Small business owners, including those that that held their nose to vote, small business owners helped Trump get elected. There's no question about it because of the things he said that Hillary didn't say or she said against us, and so I don't know what's going to happen in the next election, but small business owners still don't get organized, and until we can speak more with one voice. Even though we've got the NFIB, we've got Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, our good friend Karen Kerrigan, and so many other groups, those are just a few thousand members. My number, Andrew, for Small Business America, including employees and employers, is 100 million people in America are connected directly or not slightly indirectly to a small business. What do you think?
Exactly. And only a small fraction of that represent the membership of NFIB and SBEC combined.
Yeah.
And you're right. Karen does great work, and there are a few people in and around the Beltway that are looking out. But remember,
she needs to have 5 million members. She needs to have 5 million members,
right,
not 50,000.
Right, but most of their work is combating legislation that would hurt small business or entrepreneurship. And what you and I are saying is slightly different. Not only do we not want anything that would hurt, but we'd like to get a little political recognition from time to time. When these politicians are running around talking about the future of our country, how about a few shout-outs and high-fives for the work of America's business owner and entrepreneur?
Right.
I mean,
hold on to that thought, Andrew. You know how this works. We've got to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Andrew Sherman, including what's going on with the economy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.